have two bills on our agenda, and I believe we are going to start with number two.
Thanks.
That's Senator Daley. So Senator Daley is back with Senate File 1493, and he moves that Senate File 1493 be taken from the table. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. So the bill as amended is before us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. We're back at it. Senate File 1493, the basic skills exam for teachers. Last Tuesday in this committee, I discussed the two changes that Governor Dayton mentioned in his veto letter, the remediation and the out-of-state teacher requirement. And we walked through the where and the how in the bill where those changes were incorporated on pages 1 and 4. The A3 author's amendment strikes the language which is no longer applicable and makes clear that out-of-state teachers must pass the basic skills exam. Since last week, welcome, Senator Tom Sonny. He's not getting enough attention in some other committees.
Got to be it.
With that grand entrance, I wanted to mention that I had an opportunity to talk to many of the members on this committee. Senator Stumpf, I appreciate your time and your thoughtfulness on this. Senator Bonhoff, Senator Wieger, and others. Really appreciate what many do not commonly hear about, and that is that we do work together, that there are bipartisan efforts here in the Senate, and it's an honor and a pleasure to work with you on this. The language is not going to be the same as last year. In addition to those two items that the governor mentioned in his veto letter, I'm going to introduce an amendment based on these conversations, and it'll be the A5 amendment. And though the language is not the same as last year, it still confirms the importance of teacher quality as the number one in-school factor concerning student achievement. It still raises the bar for our new teachers, and most importantly, it puts the children in our classroom first. So I'd like to introduce the A5 amendment if I could.
Has that been distributed? It's in the packet.
So if you can look in your packet, on page 1, line 17, deletes entering that program.
Sure.
So what this does is it addresses the timing of when these folks must pass the exam. Instead of when they enter the teacher prep program, it's before they start their student teaching. So on page 1, line 17, delete entering that program and insert starting their student teaching.
Madam Chair, I apologize for being a little bit late, but the last time, Senator Daley, you had an A3 amendment. Is that incorporated into what we have in front of us here, or are we doing something completely different?
Madam Chair.
Senator Daley.
Senator Tomasone, the A3, to my understanding, is incorporated in this, and the A5 amendment would be added to that.
I'm told that that amendment isn't in the packet. It is. The amendment was worded the way the amendment that we put on originally was, but it was inaccurate. There was some inaccuracy there, and so we wanted it consistent with what the House language was. I think that was your intent.
The original House language or the amended?
Wait a minute.
Well, there were two amendments, Madam Chair, and then the second one was the one you wanted.
The A1 was the one that we introduced initially that was not correct. That was not my intention. My intention was to have introduced the A3 amendment.
Which did it put the bill in a different back to where you wanted it.
with, by deleting or striking or removing the A1 amendment and including the A3 amendment, the language is in the shape and form that I, as the author, intended.
And is that what we have in front of us now, or?
I don't believe it's been engrossed. This is
okay.
That it's been engrossed.
Because we laid it.
Could you explain, Mr. Senator Daley, to all of us, to Senator Tomasoni, essentially what that action did to the substance of the bill?
Well, Madam Chair, I just want to know if we're working off of the A3 amendment now, or if we're not. But you want us to, right?
My intention is to work off of 1493 and including the A3 amendment.
Turn to Senate Counsel Emery, because tell us the substance of that A3 amendment so that we know what we're working on.
Sure, Madam Chair, members. I think now most everyone has a copy of the A3 in front of them. The first part is just actually inserting an effective date. So on page 3, after line 22. The second portion or portions, lines 1.4 through 1.6 of the amendment take place on page 4, where it talks about the remediation that is required and how it was worded there. So that strikes the school district's requirement to remediate teachers who didn't pass the test, because they're taking it now at a different point in the process. Then on line 1.7 to 1.8 of the amendment is again another effective date to make it medium effective. Then 1.9 adds a section 3, and that is pertaining to teachers who have already been licensed in another state and they want to get a Minnesota license, and saying that they have to pass that basic skills exam before they can be issued a license. And that, if the effective language for that, or the language doing that, is actually on page 2 of the amendment, lines 19 through 21. And that's, Madam Chair, members, that's what the A3 amendment does to the Senate File 1493.
Are there any questions?
And we have, Madam Chair, we already incorporated that last time, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the way it is before us. Okay. And Senator Daley is offering an additional amendment, the A5 amendment. We've just come from Senator Weider that suggested that this was a way that I think got at our intent. It's clear that, well, some felt that they should pass it before they start and invest in a program. I think some of the colleges of teacher education are already requiring some actions like that, informing the students, but this essentially assures that they've at least mastered a level of basic skills before they enter the classroom teaching.
Madam Chair.
Senator Bono.
Madam Chair and Senator Daley. So sometimes, best of communication, there's still confusion. And so I thought you were doing something a little different. So I just want to tell you what I thought you were going to do, and I'm okay either way, but I thought you were going to stick with saying they would take the test before, but you were going to give schools the discretion of taking those who seem competent into their program anyway, do remediation, and yet still couldn't be a student teacher until they took the test. So now this, to me, it's more direct. You're just saying, forget all that. You're just saying you have to pass it before being a student teacher. Is that how you wanted it?
Madam Chair.
Senator Daley.
Madam Chair, Senator Bonhoff, the quick answer is yes.
You want it the way you've got it?
Of course he does.
Yes. Okay, got it. Thanks.
Madam Chair, Senator Bonhoff, the intent is before these teachers are in the classroom doing their student teaching.
Great.
That they've passed this exam.
Thank you.
So, Senator Bonoff, my understanding is the Board of Teaching already has a rule that before they enter the program, they have to take the test, but it doesn't say they have to pass it.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
So if they've taken it, they know whether they could pass it or not. This says they have to pass it by the time they enter the classroom.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So it gives, Madam Chair.
Senator Daley.
So it gives the students the opportunity to take the exam, and if they're not able to pass it before they enter the teacher prep program, there is remediation that is allowed and offered and encouraged so that they can take it again at some point in that following year, let's say, or following 18 months, pass the exam, and then do their student teaching.
Yep. Very good. I don't think Senator Daley moves the A5 amendment. Is there any further discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And signed. The amendment is adopted. So that's it for the bill, and you would like to...
like to move the bill in the form that it is now to go on its next step along the way, and I think it's actually the Senate floor.
Well, Senator Daley moves that 1493 as amended be recommended to pass and to the floor. Any further discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Thank you, everyone.
So, Senator Nelson.
It's a little weak, but it's not done.
For continuation of the
Senate
File 15.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Nelson moves that Senate File 1528 be taken from the table. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. Well, this is another case where we've had great feedback since yesterday, both in committee and since committee. And so we do have an amendment to the A3 delete all amendment that you had yesterday. And I'll just ask council if they'll pass that out.
The bill as amended is before us, and now we are considering another amendment.
Yes, Madam Chair. And I've not seen that yet, so I just want to know, did you do a delete all or did you amend the amendment?
Madam Chair, members, we amended the amendment. So it's a page and line amendment to the A3 delete all amendment.
Thank you. Madam Chair?
Senator Nelson?
While that's being handed out, might I describe the changes? Okay. Committee members, there were several items that were brought forth yesterday at committee and since that have been addressed in the amendment that will soon be before you. The first item is something that is good skills, good language. You should not be using the word all very often because that's one of those inclusive words that causes some difficulty. So if you have the A4 amendment in front of you, we are striking the word all on line 1.21, and we're inserting the words publicly available digital learning resources. So same idea, we just don't want to use that inclusive word all. All right. The second item in the amendment is on line 1.32. We're just reinstating the stricken language and deleting the new language. So what that means is we're not going to try and oversee what the Sunset Commission is going to do. This is addressing, I believe, with Senator Bonoff's concerns about the Sunset Commission. I spoke with Senator Daley as well. And I think we trust the members of that commission to make their decision based upon what's needed. And so we don't need that piece in this amendment. So that language is struck. If you look at your A4 amendment, you'll see
Senator Nelson, just a minute.
Yes.
That's only striking a year. So
right.
There's no language there, so it just leaves it as current law
as
stands.
Current law.
Okay,
thank you, Madam Chair. The next item that we are changing is on page 2. Oh, yes, it's at the bottom of page 2. I was looking for it. All right. We're deleting section 3, which has to do with the inherent managerial right. There was some concern from the school boards that if you list one inherent managerial right but not all the others, you might cause some ambiguity with the courts. So we're just not going to touch that piece. Certainly, that's not to say that ratios, class ratios, are not important. They are, but that's really not the genesis of this bill. That's not the intent of this bill. That's another issue for another day. On page 3, we're deleting section 4, and that has to do with the funding mechanism. There was concern about where was that funding coming from, and I want to kind of give you a history on this bill. It started out as simply the policy bill that it will be. As we were discussing it, there was some thought that there might need to be some funds to take these policy initiatives forward, but in discussing it further, it's actually the we've already got those pieces in place. So the Online Learning Advisory Council should be tasked with keeping track of the online resources. So we don't need to be redundant in the funding. So basically we're asking the institutions to do this and prioritize their workload just like you and I do. And certainly we know digital learning is one of those key elements in education. So we've taken out the funding, which also would take you over to page 4 where we're deleting section 7, which would be the appropriation as well. I believe that covers the amendment. So what I might do, members, because some of you are looking at me with glassy eyes like what's left, is just reiterate what this bill is doing. It's tasking the Online Learning Advisory Council with the support of MDE and the Learning Commons to actually do that piece that is so important, which is taking a look at the digital resources currently available aligned to our standards, putting them out there so teachers can easily access them, having them referenced with the standard, and then two additional pieces. One is having the continuous feedback for teachers and students where they can put, like, buyer's comments if you've used eBay, that type of thing. And then most importantly, addressing the legislative auditor's report is getting some sort of idea how our digital resources or our online learning is affecting student outcomes. So the Online Learning Advisory Council will come back with a report to this committee in how best to do that. And that will be looking at task aligning student performance with the digital resources. So with that, I think we've addressed all of the concerns that were brought before me, and we still are moving forward. There's one, I will tell you, Jim Nobles met me here before we started today's hearings, and I was very encouraged by his comments. He said that certainly digital learning is an emerging force that will transform education just like it has so many other aspects of our life. And if we find that we need another report on digital learning, certainly he's open to that. So with that, members, I'll bring this bill before you.
I think we need to, Senator Nelson moves the A4 amendment.
Oh, yes.
Is there any further discussion on the A4 amendment? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? If no, the motion prevails. So now we have the bill as amended before us.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Senator Nelson, just out of curiosity, do we need Section 5?
Let me look and
no.
see. Yes, I think we do.
I know, but did we end up having to print a flyer or something so that the kids know they're encouraged? Or
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, that was former Governor Tim Pawlenty's key education initiative.
That was it. Strongly encouraged.
Yeah.
And we better leave it in there.
Madam Chair,
I do have a question.
Yes, Senator.
In the original bill, what happened to language that was on 2.28 and 2.29? That just evaporate?
Yes. Madam Chair? I think Senator Stump is referring to the limit of 40 students in an online learning course. Is that correct, Senator Stump?
Yes, it is.
Yes. That is an important issue, but I think that that's part of another bill, which we'll have a better handle on this after we have the study on looking at all our rules and regs and seeing how they inhibit digital learning. So it might be premature to do that at this point.
Madam Chair, Senator Nelson, good work. A lot can happen in a day. It's good we laid it over.
I appreciate the committee's indulgence, and we do get things done quickly here sometimes.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. Are there any folks that wish to comment or testify from the audience? I know that Senator Nelson has talked with many of you, maybe addressed your concerns, but... if you want to acknowledge that or have any further comments about the bill before we act on it, you're welcome to do so.
Madam Chair, I believe Jim Bartholomew.
But I think that somebody from the Commissioner's office is here, so.
Okay.
Jim is here. He's welcome to come as well. Welcome.
Madam Chair, members, my name is Darren Cordy. I'm with the Minnesota Department of Education. We do appreciate the changes that were made to this bill to take out the funding change from the Regional Library Telecommunications Aid. We do still have some concerns, however, the funding obligation for this will now basically just be entirely on the Department of Education. I guess the previous bill showed there was a $185,000 estimated cost for $125,000 cost. I'm sorry for doing the catalog and for the report itself. And our concern would just be that now that cost would be handed over to the department without any assistance in that funding.
So, Mr. Cordy, is there an assumption that it would be a printed one, or could the catalog actually be an online one that I think Senator Nelson referred to, kind of prioritizing the work that the committee does and, pulling together those resources, but just identifying them in a catalog online shouldn't have to have some additional cost, I would think, or...
Right, Madam Chair.
You clarify what your concern is there?
Right, Madam Chair. I just believe that the process of cataloging all publicly available content is going to be one that will take a portion of the department's time and resources to accumulate, along with the help of the Online Learning Advisory Council, and then conducting the study required in Subdivision 10. Mm-hmm. Paragraph B2 will also take department resources, which are already scarce.
So, Mr. Cordy, can you give us some idea of what kind of staffing is in the department now that has responsibility for online learning? Is it specific, or is it a part of somebody else's, or somebody who has other responsibilities that is an add-on, or do you have somebody responsible for online learning?
Madam Chair, members, unfortunately, I'm not an expert in the staffing structure there. I do know that Sally Weary at the department currently is handling online learning issues within the department, and it's my understanding that the department is in the process of hiring a I'm not sure if it's a director-level position, but a more thorough position to handle these online learning issues.
So, Mr. Forte, that is happening as a part of just the ongoing work of the department?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
And I think it would be appropriate, maybe at some time we would like to know what those responsibilities involve and whether identifying resources, making that available, it would not be kind of a natural part of somebody who is working with online schools or any school districts that are working to develop that. No, I think it can be explored further, and probably if there was a case made in the budget year, next year would be the appropriate time to do so. But I think putting this in place could hopefully give you some guidance that this is an important responsibility of the work of the department and whatever staffing you have in the online area.
Yes, Madam Chair.
If anybody disagrees with me in that directive, feel free to challenge me. Senator Bonner.
Madam Chair, I do agree with you, and I just also want to point to Mr. Corti. I brought up yesterday the Minnesota Educational Technology Task Force that has been charged with doing the Common Course Catalog, and I'd wondered if Kathy Wagner could be here. I understand there's a death in her family, and she wasn't able to be here, but I know that they are putting together that Common Course Catalog, so it seems to me that's a more natural place to get your resources to accomplish this.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that.
Madam Chair, absolutely. Once I can work with the Deputy Commissioner's office to get you the job description for and the duties for the new position that will be hired, and certainly we'll utilize the areas that Senator Bonhoff had suggested. Yes, unfortunately, Ms. Wagner wasn't able to be here today, and we'll continue to work with her and her office throughout this process.
I think that is a key interest of the P20 partnership too, in terms of some continuity and reaching into this approach to learning. Very good. Thank you very much for being here and testifying.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Bartholomew, welcome.
Well, Madam Chair, members, Jim Bartholomew with the Minnesota Business Partnership, and I'll be real quick. I hesitated to come up between the committee is just about to take positive action. So I just wanted to thank Senator Nelson and the committee for acting on this bill. I think the catalog and the study of our existing statutes for updates is both wonderful ideas, and on the eve of Digital Learning Day on a national basis, this is a wonderful bill.
Good.
Thank you.
Lesson very short.
What's that?
Oh, Madam Chair, I was going to say that's been the shortest testimony that I've heard in a long time.
So, are there any further? Does anybody else wish to make comment or present any ideas? If not, is there any?
Well, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair. Are you going to move?
Senator Weger.
Yes, I had a question. Testimony yesterday regarding kindergarten courses. I believe they had talked about at one school where the group was one-third in online learning type exercise and other groupings. And, of course, a lot of us know that a number of preschoolers are involved in digital learning right now as well. Nothing's better than a book being read by the parent or grandparent and that high touch, but there's also, to augment that, a great deal of on-learning opportunities that are effective. And to the extent we're looking at a P20, Madam Chair, as you mentioned, and we have the state policy goal of ready for K, that we're 50% there, are there some indicators that this council might look at as well in terms of digital learning and the expansion that's being done? I am not advocating that preschoolers take an online course or mandating, but I'm also very aware, just watching preschoolers, that it's happening. And to the extent they're ready for K, there may be something in the context of all these, I don't know if it's 12 key things or whatever, Senator Bonhoff, that you look at if you're ready for K. But this might be part of it. So I don't have an amendment, but just throw it out as something I was thinking about.
Senator Wigert, you bring back memories. I served on a board of a company, and the CEO was telling me about the feeling that he had when his, I think it was either 3 or 4 year old grandchild was showing him how to work the and this is a number of years ago. Yeah. They are so far ahead of us. You know, remember, they are the natives in the digital world, and we are the immigrants. And it's it takes us longer to adapt. I think many do it much faster than others. But these kids just take to it like nobody's business. And so I'm not sure that we need to do any directive. I think we'll do well if we can catch up.
Madam Chair, Senator Wigert, I appreciate that comment. And Senator Olson is right on. The 2-year-olds now are very involved in digital education. But that's not to say that that's something we ought not look at on a more formal basis.
And Madam Chair, colleagues, we do, I believe, and Senator Bond, if you're our expert, we do have some benchmarks on what readiness for K is. And to the extent this is the future, there might be something that MDE incorporates. Again, it's out there, but to the extent we're strongly encouraging and that, maybe it's worthy of an amendment on the floor.
I'll be glad to visit with you about that.
Okay, so Senator Nelson renews her motion that Senate File 1528 as amended be recommended to pass. It doesn't have any financial implications to go to Senate Finance, so I believe it can go to the floor. Somebody challenges that. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
It was passed. And I believe that covers our agenda for today. So we put in extra time yesterday. I thank you for that. And
that's true.
Whoops.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because then they have a chance of passing a few things.
We don't want to go.
We have an omnibus bill that is.
Thomas Lee or Senator?
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
My doctor.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Maybe if you'd like to
announce
the agenda for tomorrow.
Are you
going
to go to that?
She told you.
I just want to relate the agenda for tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll be hearing from the Minnesota Department of Education on their NCLB waiver and its accountability provisions.
So, Madam Chair, being new to this committee, does this meet every day?
No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hogan.
The meeting is adjourned.